Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Are we able to drink beer in the ballpark yet? Anything? Is there any white smoke from Varner Hall?
Isn't it?
Is that where they're having it today?
Is it at 10?
Going to need it to stay warm.
Yeah.
This might be the rough weekend to open up beer sales at Haymarket Park.
Warm next weekend, though.
Hopefully not.
Hot chocolate.
More in celebration.
What is the weather next Saturday for the spring game, and then Nebraska and Iowa are playing in baseball?
Right now, I'm going to check today's update, but yesterday it was still in the 70s with a chance of storms, but nothing like Stormageddon, just normal spring stuff. So if you wait here, let me just change my phone
68
here.
68 and sunny.
Yes. 68 and sunny in Crime
Town. 68 and sunny, and a little bit of wind.
No, I don't know where you're looking. 71 is what I show. So I must have the tropics.
We're splitting hairs here. I'm on AccuWeather.
It'll be 69 and a half.
With
rain showers in the morning, scattered thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon.
Remember, this game's at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So it should be all right.
I just have clouds giving way to some sunshine, less humid. Oh, apparently it's going to be humid before that. And 10-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 30 miles an hour.
Wow. That kind of encompasses everything there.
Just remember that if they ever cancel the spring game, we actually can eat for free. You remember in 2012?
The tornado warnings, the thunderstorms. It was the severe day.
That was the night of the tornado in Wichita. I was doing football.
So a good friend of mine, who is a longtime season ticket holder, we went to college together, and he goes every home game, picks like a couple of road games. He's like over the top. I muted him for like a year because it was just too much. But he tells the great story. So when he went to that spring game in 2012 and, T.O. canceled the spring game.
Yeah.
People forget that.
Yep.
That should be held against him when we're talking about
his
resume.
We're not going to reschedule this. Not going to play the next day.
But,
spring is over.
The other part of that, when they canceled the spring game in 2012, is there was no refund.
Right.
I remember that.
So they said, hey, you can, what they say, use your spring game ticket to get into a different sporting event. I don't know how they resolved it.
I think there was, you could use it for any of the men's or women's spring events, so you could go to a baseball or softball game.
What about a men's football game? Because that's what I was here for.
So my friend Mike, he was, everybody had to go down underneath the stadium, and he was like, well, what are we going to do? And he was all ready to go home. And because, the stadium wouldn't be used until the regular season started in 2012, they couldn't leave like the food in the concession stand.
Yeah, and all that food.
There were mounds of, like he said, there was pizza and hot dogs that the concession stand workers were just, like the side doors, they were just handing out to fans. You got all these fans that are rain soaked that are standing there, and all of a sudden they're handing out food. He said, He goes, my favorite memory of Memorial Stadium behind games was I went home with 35 Fairbury brand hot dogs.
Do you take them home? You freeze them? Have them later?
You may still have some of them.
He said, it's just this lady was just handing out hot dogs. Yeah. And at a point, he was like, hey, can I get a bag? And she's like, no problem. Gave him a bag. And she filled his bag up with all these hot dogs. He said he got home. He ate like five of them on the way, on the drive back to Omaha.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
He said he got home and he said, man, I must have gotten 35 free hot dogs because the 2012 spring game got rained out.
Just think, didn't pay for a meal for probably the next month. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
But like, man, if this is how the world's going to end this year, what a way to go.
Well, and if I remember correctly, it was more of the threat.
It was the threat, because where I was is where the storms were.
I think maybe a shower came through at one point, but it was more of the threat. That was when I first ever heard about Torcon, the tornado value or what have you. And we were in like a 6 out of 10. Like that's abnormal, man.
Well, we were driving on Highway 81.
If you're anything above a 4, you're screwed. I just remember, the Torcon value was up there, and I had to go to a wedding that night, and it was actually over in the Fremont Lakes area, and I remember just pouring. Like, it was scary that night, but I think by the time the really bad stuff came through, and I remember a lot of people talking about this as well, they probably could have got the majority of it in.
Eric said, he goes, it wasn't just your buddy that got hot dogs. T.O. said, everybody gets free food. Is that true?
I don't remember.
I wasn't
that.
Living here.
Yeah, I was, so, and I wasn't at the game because I had this wedding. I was coming back from Mason City, Iowa, for a conference we were in, and yeah, I just remember it being canceled. I didn't know that he declared free food for everyone. I guess
they were going to move the game to Sunday.
Yep, that was the thought.
And Sunday was nice,
wasn't it? I think that's when Bo stepped in and just said no. Spring's, you know, our spring season's over.
The Coliseum is closed.
I think T.O. was like, okay.
Reportedly, Bo had a big deal on that Sunday.
Have a hot dog. Oh, okay. That would make sense.
Levante David, I know, was signing autographs on that Sunday, and they were like, yeah. we can't be postponing a Levante David autograph sign.
No. That's a lot going on right there. Yeah, I always had heard.
I don't want a pizza.
That when they started having to maybe stretch it into Sunday or beyond. That wasn't part of the plan, and they said, okay, we gave it a go, but everything that we meant to get out of the spring has already been accomplished, so we're good.
Yeah. So here's your hot dog. Just say no. Be safe.
Bo, again, not thinking of the fans.
Mm. And don't hide in an underpass in the event of a tornado.
Who has a more memorable moment in Memorial Stadium in stopping a football game, Butch Hug or Tom Osborne?
Butch Hug. Now, you knew Butch Hug. I've known Butch Hug. But there are a lot of people that were introduced to who
what
Butch
do you mean
Hug
I
was.
Knew? He's still alive.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you'll
see him here in a month.
You knew before.
Actually, come out of mothballs.
I say you knew.
Come back from his home in Florida.
Because of before that happened. So you knew him before is what I'm trying to get at. I knew him as well. A lot of people were introduced to Butch Hug that night against Akron.
Really?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of people, a lot of maybe common fans that maybe did. They probably recognized Butch Hug, but I don't know if they knew who Butch Hug was.
That is one of the great people mm-hmm. in the history of
awesome.
Nebraska athletics.
He's awesome.
Butch Hug, Mr. Shepard, the old groundskeeper, were some of the first people I ever met.
Yep.
Who once was plowing snow off the field during a Kansas State-Nebraska game and ripped part of the artificial turf on his tractor.
Which was common
during the game. Like they had during halftime or something.
That's unfortunate, but
Bill Shepard was his name. Wore a polka dotted red hat. He always wore jeans and a either a t-shirt or a collared shirt. And he would have like 75 pounds of keys on his belt.
That's when you know he's a man that he's connected to the universe. He's connected to the facilities.
That's the gatekeeper.
The other guy that I would have met early, and this is actually both through Nebraska and then at the facilities of Bob Devaney Sports Center for high school basketball, Shaq Kleen.
Yeah.
Shaq Kleen was also...
Formerly of Husker Vision.
Yep.
Semi-retired. I still see Shaq on Saturdays.
One of the great guys.
I thought you were going to say, oh, Shaq Devaney.
No. I mean, yeah, but no, I'm not saying that.
First time I ever met Bob Devaney, I made a mistake.
What was that?
I said, I don't think he can see me. I think it's Mr. Magoo.
Who is that guy?
Did not go over so well with the person I asked.
Oh. Can only imagine.
And then my other run-in, not a run-in with Bob Devaney, is Bob Devaney got lost in the South Stadium.
I remember
and
you saying
so I had to escort him back to his office.
Yeah, I remember you
which
saying
was
that.
From one end of the hall to the other.
Oh, I didn't know you actually had to escort him. I just remember you talking about how he got lost in the stadium.
The Bob Father later in life was funny mm-hmm. and just, I wish I would. Unpredictable would be the way to say it.
Yeah.
I wish I had story time with Bob.
Yeah.
He was one of a kind. When John Sanders would put him in the dugout and he'd sit there and just dog cuss the entire game. And I mean, like you're an umpire in the old Big 8 then. You can't throw out the legend.
Nope.
I mean, you can't throw out Bob Devaney, who's sitting in the Nebraska dugout just swearing at the home plate umpire. And the home plate umpire would be like,
it's
Bob Devaney.
It's not
sorry,
Sanders.
Coach. Yes, I am.
Can't do anything about that.
It's not Sanders. It's not Anderson.
Have a great weekend, everybody. What's up, brother? Live, laugh, and punt. Special teams, special plays, special players. Tuesday. Actually, we'll be back on Monday. Crossover's coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Nick, for Jimmy, I'm Gary on 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.